time for Joe's Need to Know News here. It's Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Hurricane Florence is now a powerful Category 2 storm, so it's going down. It was a 4,
good, but
it's still going to do a lot of damage as it goes to the southeast, bringing threats of high winds, high storm surge, and tons of rain. This is where the problems are coming in. Florence is forecasted to stall near the South Carolina, North Carolina coastline into Friday night and then drift towards Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, speaking of the storm surge, it's also a major concern, potentially reaching 13 feet in parts of North Carolina. So that means 13 feet high of water.
I read that the interstates were already gridlocked with cars of people trying to leave, and a lot of airports have shut down completely. Like, they're just not even flying people out.
Yes.
So your only option is to leave by car, but then everyone's stuck in traffic.
Yeah, Hurricane Florence is actually causing the travel chaos that you're speaking about. Hundreds of flights and train routes canceled. Roads are gridlocked with evacuees. A total of 967, almost 1,000 flights were canceled over the next couple of days. And speaking of that storm surge, it's going to be 13 feet in North Carolina, parts of it. The heavy rain could cause an environmental disaster in North Carolina, where waste from hog manure pits, there's like hundreds of these places where
Sick.
They grow pigs and they get meat from there, and they have these gross pits out there with the manure. And also coal ash dumps and other industrial sites could wash into homes and water supplies. So praying that that does not happen, but that's a very likely possibility. Anheuser-Busch, this is cool. They always step up and do stuff when it comes to helping out. They're preparing to send 300,000 cans of clean drinking water to those affected by Hurricane Florence. You seen that where they stopped their production of their beer and it says like Anheuser-Busch water on it? They've done that before.
No. Oh, I've seen that.
But
yeah.
That's the one that's in St. Louis, right?
Well, yeah, but there's tons of different places. Their main spot is St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, so in St. Louis, I didn't realize this till this summer when I went to visit there for the first time. Their drinking water in that city is so good because of whatever the filtration system that they decided to put in the city to help with their stuff. So that drinking water, I would buy it off eBay. It is the best water I've ever had.
They must have a nice Brita filter.
I don't know. It is out of this world incredible. Like, way better than like Fiji water or Dasani or anything that you've ever had. It's so good.
Liv, I was wondering how Jewel Daddy would take the news if he hasn't heard this already. The FDA may take drastic moves to end teen vaping, the epidemic that's going on.
Uh-oh.
Yep, the FDA is concerned youth vaping is an epidemic, and if manufacturers don't submit some kind of plan to prevent kids from getting their hands on e-flavored cigarettes, they will take action, they say. They threaten to order the flavored products off the shelves.
I'm sorry.
It's leaving you speechless?
I am a little bit speechless.
She's concerned.
I got a notification on my phone about this yesterday.
Look at that. I didn't get a notification on my phone
either.
About this.
I did get a notification.
Wait, on your phone or on your Jewel? Did your Jewel go?
Yeah, my Jewel updated. And I was like, oh, shoot. And I just like didn't even tell Jewel Daddy. And also like, I just didn't even read the article because I didn't want to.
That's a good plan.
Wow.
Just put your head in the sand. Don't deal
with
it.
It's like they're targeting Liv through her phone specifically.
There's so many things pulling you apart with your relationship.
They can sense the douche on me.
Yeah.
They're giving the manufacturers of Juul, Vuse, Mark 10, Blue, and Logic 60 days to submit their plans. The agency will determine whether the plans go far enough. According to the most recent data, almost 12% of high school students and 3% of middle school students report using e-cigarettes in the past 30 days alone.
That's terrible.
I think it's just like a thing where big corporate tobacco is going after that because it's all bad for you. Like, my brother is getting out, he's selling, but my brother's run a vape shop for like 6 years as a business, does really well, didn't help a lot of people quit smoking, but I feel like neither one's really good for you, putting anything into your lungs.
No, all of it is bad. They literally came out with how bad vapes are for you. Any e-cigarette, any of that is bad.
All right, you ever see those signs on the side of the road that say, adopted a highway or adopted by?
Yeah.
I think that this is kind of interesting. There's a brand new one here that's happening in the Indiana stretch of highway. And, this is who it is.
An adopt a highway sign is now raising some eyebrows. The Satanic Temple of Indiana is adopting a portion of US 421 right near US 32 in Zionsville.
Whoa! The Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
So members will now be cleaning up the 2-mile stretch 4 times a year as part of the Crossroads of America program. On the group's website, a chapter leader says the cleaning initiative is a great way to get our chapter members involved while giving back to the state.
I get to see them out there playing some music.
I'm on a high.
Hey! You know, the good good for them, though.
That's disturbing. I couldn't even drive on that road. I'd have to avoid it.
That doesn't really seem very, like, Satan-like.
Yeah,
to
like,
be cleaning
are you
the
sure
highway.
You're sure you're down with the devil?
Yeah, like, contributing to the community.
Dude, what if, like, all of a sudden a lot of wrecks and stuff start happening on that road? Like, imagine. I mean, that is going to be, that's creepy. I could not drive on there. I would be way too paranoid.
You know what you got to do now? Some local churches have to buy, like, the other other spots
that's
on this
exactly
side
right.
that side.
That's exactly right.
That kind of stuff freaks me out.
Yeah. All right. I'm telling you, keep your eye out.
You're giving a sign way too much power, I think, right there. But I don't know. I think we should adopt something. The Joe and Alex Show stretch, and we could go clean it up.
There's like a 0% chance either one of you would get your butts up after the show.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, I definitely am not.
Then fine. I'm going to say this stretch of highway adopted by Joe from the Joe and Alex Show.
Look, I'll pay somebody to do it. I think it's great, but I don't want to do it. I'll send a check.
Okay, give me the check. I'll go ahead and do it if you pay me, Alex.
And this is cool. Apple has a new iOS 12 update coming. It's, of course, going to make your phone faster. There's something called screen time. It'll let you see how much time you're spending on your phone. I don't think I want to know, to be honest. Like, hey, you spent 5 hours on Instagram yesterday?
Yeah, putting your head in the sand.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm pulling a Liv. Memojis are customizable emojis that you can make to look exactly like you, kind of like a Bitmoji. You can now FaceTime with up to 32 people. I haven't been able to FaceTime with one person.
This is not necessary.
This is going to be awful for my family. There are 9 members in my family, and this is going to be hell.
How do you show 32 faces on the screen?
They got to be really, really small. I feel like it barely fits with one person, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to have to get me an iPad. This is kind of cool. I like this. I struggle as a man to do measuring and hanging things. There's a new app called Measure that lets you measure things in what they call augmented reality. Like, it kind of visually appears. So, kind of like how your mom was playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
That's augmented reality. Like, you have a thing in front of you, and then you something, like, visually appears in front of that what
right.
you're seeing on there. You can draw lines across things. Or in free space, it'll tell you the actual measurement. And I'm no longer a student, but this is cool for college kids. They can add their student ID cards to the wallet or iPhone and Apple Watch and use it by simply holding their device near the reader anywhere student IDs are used on and off campus.
Good. That's good.
So that's pretty smart right there. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at RadioNowIndy.com.